Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Hope your Wednesday is going phenomenally. We've been having a lot of fun here. John Lopez, Roger Latu, LaFiggy Fig, and you. Text line 713-572-4610. Yes, the YouTube page is back up. Sorry for a little bit of technical difficulties. Trying to keep things rolling here. That's kind of how the season has gone for the Texans, has it not?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You get going, you're like, hey, there's some technical difficulties in here. And all of a sudden, it's like an IT man come through, and now you're rolling, right? They've been winning games, obviously four in a row, and have an opportunity to go to, and do the funniest thing imaginable, which is exercise some demons and maybe shut the door, at least on this era of or this portion of the era that the Chiefs had built themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. So it begs a question. And there haven't been a lot of them. Is this the most I'm kind of laughing asking the question myself. But I did look up some stuff. Surprisingly enough, but
you surprising that you looked up stuff? I feel like you do
I'm
that.
I'm kidding.
Periodically.
I do. I'm just kidding. Is this the most realistic chance to actually get to a Super Bowl?
All right, I know there's people listening that are like, "Hold on, John."
They're throwing things.
Look, we just got above 500 is what people are saying. That's right.
It's a question, Figgy. And
yeah, but you got an answer in mind.
It's about to be a promo now.
I will dig into some of the things that I was looking at before the show. Here's the question. So the most realistic chances the Texans have ever had to actually, I'm not saying win, get to a Super Bowl. We know the NFC's tough and all that stuff. Just get through the AFC, okay? Let's put it that way. 2012, 2018, and 2023, if you were buying in, and most people were, of the C.J. Stroud is a wow type of player, right? Got in there, won the division, made some noise. All of a sudden, he's everybody's darling. And that would rank third on my list.
Yeah, like 2023.
No, but he was the deal, man.
No, I hear you.
He was the deal.
You're not gonna get me talking bad about 2023. I just feel like we can very quickly be like, realistically?
Okay, well, I'm glad you said that.
Okay.
I'm glad you said that because the question is, realistically, this team has the best chance to get there. We understand the margins are so small. Everything has to go great on offense. It's frankly, if we're being honest, kind of a boring offense. But the defense is clearly one of the all-time greats. It's on its way to becoming one of the all-time greats. Well, that's one. That's one ingredient right there, right?
Oh, my God. Sorry, I just cursorily looked at a stat that, wow, blew me out the water. Please continue, though.
But, like, they have one ingredient already and potentially all-time great defense. That's one way to get to a Super Bowl, right? Albeit they have a kind of a boring offense, et cetera. But if you're looking at and again, number 2023 is number three on my list. But if you're looking at, like, realistic chances, hey, if they do this, this, and this, they might get to a Super Bowl. 2012, 2018, 2023.
Without question, although, because Pro Football Reference, the reference page is Stathead, they have something called the simple rating system, which is an attempt to just try and kind of simply put a rating on a team season, right?
Right.
And or just a team in general. And looking at the entirety of the Texans' tenure in the National Football League, the seasons that they have had the best simple rating scores. Literally, their first, second fully positive simple rating score season was actually 2011, which was a 4.5.
Yeah, they were, I think, 10-6 or something.
10-6. Yeah. That 2012 season, technically, their simple rating score was a little bit lower in the 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
2018 was a 3.8. And then this is why I go, this is not entirely why, but it was confirmation for me. A 2023 was a 0.4. So like the simple rating system, which I'm guaranteeing you is incredibly flawed. It's not going to tell you. It's not a panacea or an end all be all.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting note to look at that. And I'm holding back information, you might imagine, but I want to let you cook.
Yeah. No. Well, OK. So let's go there in terms of those three seasons anyway. So if those are the three seasons that seem to be the best chance, let's keep in mind something about 2012. The Texans started that year 11-1. Clearly the best team in the AFC to that point in the season.
Correct.
But there were roadblocks in their way, namely Tom Brady.
I don't know who that dude is.
I don't
even think he was that good, to be honest.
Namely Tom Brady in 2012 and injuries. Specifically Matt Schaub.
Correct.
By this point in the year, we weren't saying, hey, you know, they were a great team. They were winning some games. They had, you know, the rookie phenom in J.J. Watt, and we know what they did in the postseason, and it kind of set J.J. out on his path, or was that 11? Either way, but J.J. was the superstar on the defense. But by this point, we were like, oh, yeah, they have a chance, but is this a realistic chance? You know, I don't know if we were talking about that in December.
No, I mean, it felt like, hey, if you can do this one thing,
yeah.
But that one thing was like trying to thread a camel through a needle, right? Because you looked up and you were like, go into New England and beat that team at that point in time.
Right.
That felt impossible. And it kind of ended up looking that way.
They got blown out.
41-28.
Yeah, they got blown out. Well, relatively so.
Well, I mean, it felt like it.
Yeah, it definitely felt like
it's
it.
Like
it.
We were all there.
Yeah, it definitely felt like it. So let's go to 2018. You want some roadblocks? Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes.
You don't get out the way. Damn, man.
Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck destroyed them in their own building that year, correct? I think it was 21-7.
Yeah.
21-0.
Was that it was 21-7. You're right.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but 21-0 to start?
Correct.
Yeah, it was pretty much over.
It was over.
Yeah.
So 2018 had some significant roadblocks despite, you know, playing pretty well. And that was the Deshaun Watson year that he played so well.
Yeah.
So then we mentioned 2023. And like I said, it's third, but you still were kind of feeling it with C.J. Stroud. Well, Patrick Mahomes, again, along with Lamar Jackson. And you had to face Lamar Jackson in the postseason.
Yeah.
How'd that turn out?
He's a bad man.
Was it 41-7?
Let me pull it up here once again. Mentioned Lamar Jackson, it actually kind of makes me sad how far he's fallen this year, because he looked healthier this past weekend and he still looked flawed. But yes, it was 34-10 was that final. And,
The previous three quote best chances to get to a Super Bowl, you had enormous roadblocks and injuries and no realistic chance. All right. So let's look at this year again. None of us are thrilled with how this offense is, but it is having success. Where are the roadblocks? Where are the roadblocks this year? I'll go team by team. Tell me if you think it's a big roadblock like it was in 12 and 18
sure.
and 23. Chiefs.
Well, we will find out, but no, I do not. The big reason why is this defense isn't nearly as good. I think that one of the most underrated portions of the last few years of this Chiefs team.
Yeah.
Yes, Patrick Mahomes is up there. We frequently regard him as the best quarterback and best player in all of football. And yes, that's there. And yes, he has his tried and true receiver in Travis Kelce. And there's that rapport there. And Andy Reid is one of the best play callers that we've seen. All those things are true.
But they're not in the same class of roadblock.
That defense has not been acknowledged nearly highly enough. Even when I think that the defense actively won them a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
People were like, man, look at this Patrick Mahomes. I was like, did y'all not watch this defense?
Yeah.
Otherworldly?
Exactly.
That defense ain't the same. The offense, weirdly enough, at least compared to last year, I've talked about this, still kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have as much of the fortune, which is some of the, that's some of the magic of what they've done, is that it felt like no matter what, what the circumstance looks like, one score game, whatever, they're just going to find a way to get over. They're doing a lot less of that, which makes them less scary. I don't think it's entirely not scary, but I think that that should be really fun to see how that works against this Texas team all Sunday.
Would you consider Josh Allen and the Bills a roadblock?
No. It's just too much upon
him. 8 sacks 2 weeks ago.
It's too much upon him as an individual.
Yeah.
Like in the abstract, I would say no. But particularly for this Texas team, that's the dude who got his number. Right. And I don't typically talk in those terms, but I can't fight the evidence, the preponderance of evidence that's here.
It's
very clear.
It's one thing from last year where he had a bad game. And you could say, oh, that's one game. But this year is
they undressed him.
Yeah. This year is kind of like, all right, man. Yeah. Like, no, nah, it's with this team.
All right. There's two potential roadblocks that we don't consider roadblocks. What about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens?
Absolutely not. Like I said, he looks less magical than he has, but that defense is not nearly as good. And the offense, I think, funny enough, as much as I advocated for Todd Monken, I think that he might be having the Greg Roman effect where it's worked a little bit, and now the value of it or the efficacy of it is waning there for them. Or maybe they're just having like the worst luck, which is also possible.
All right, let's look at the upstarts here. Broncos?
The Bo Nix of it all is weird, especially because that team depends so much on him kind of figuring out in the fourth quarter and just kind of having magical games.
But he's not the class, I don't think any of us would say, of what they have had in terms of roadblocks in the past.
No, I mean, that defense is phenomenal.
The defense is kind of like the Texans,
is very, very good.
Yeah.
I think that the thing with Bo Nix, though, is like he's very hit or miss, and that sucks in the playoffs. And then he's also the hit or miss in the game where he might have a bad 1, 2, 3 quarters, and then they make it all up in the fourth quarter. That's a lot less tenable to do in the playoffs with the type of weather and conditions and just the environment that you're dealing with. So I think that that's the thing that I look at just generally with the Broncos that makes it tougher, but particularly against the Texans.
And so finally, would you consider the Colts, Jaguars, or Patriots roadblocks?
Colts, no. Because we're seeing that the things that had been buoying them are already falling apart. And that's not just because the Texans took them to the shed. Mm-hmm. It's because the years prior, it's weird to say that in the game that looked the way that, or that actually finished the way that it did. But the last few weeks, the prior 4 or 5 weeks with them, the things that had made them good is, you know, Daniel Jones actually playing well against the blitz and under pressure. Those things are falling apart. Plus, hey, the quarterback has a broken fibula, man. All of those things hurt. So the Colts know, Jags, I refuse to believe it. I probably should. That's an 8-4 football team. I probably should give them more credit. And yet and still, I'm like, psh, all right, whatever. The Patriots is an interesting one.
Patriots might be it because they do have a quarterback playing at a very high level.
Quarterback that at least when it comes to Reginald Atatula, which my perspective may not matter to you, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a reproach with him.
There
are things with that Patriots team that I look at and I'm like, there's... Mm. Mm-hmm. And I know people are instantly yelling at their radio, who have they played? Fair.
Yeah.
That's a dude who has not been in playoff circumstances. And that's a team that, at least recently, has not been in playoff circumstances. Vrabel's good.
Yeah.
The defense has some up and down to it. The offense around him has a little bit of... He's been exquisite. He is the odds-on favorite right now.
Exquisite.
And I chose the word very intentionally. Mwah. I have been, and you know what? Maybe
exquisite quarterback play.
It's the best. He is top shelf. Aged like fine wine. No, but sincerely, it might be since that. Was that week 4 or 5 when the Texans played the Patriots last year? And we saw Drake May. You beat him pretty handily, but you go, oh, they got something there.
Yeah.
And it has been nothing but up since then.
Right.
And so that's I think the reason why I'm, emphasizing that is in the playoffs and in the current NFL with the way that the rules have gone, that is one of the biggest line of demarcations in a game, especially in postseason games, is can your quarterback do those types of things to get you over? And he can.
Yeah.
But so I think he is the biggest roadblock that exists in the AFC. The question is, does the inexperience pop up?
Right.
Does the age pop up? And do those other things around him fail him? Those are the questions I ask.
So that's why I'm saying, like, just a realistic chance to get there. The NFC is going to be favored in the Super Bowl. I don't care who they play at this point. I already know that. And I think most of us would agree. But just to get there, the roadblocks the Texans face this year compared to 2012, 2018, and if you want to add 2023, are nothing close to what they were then. Nothing. Not Lamar Jackson, not Patrick Mahomes. Of course, we're going to be, you know, living to regret saying this, but you know, not Josh Allen. They just proved it with Josh Allen. They just, you know, defrocked the Colts, the high-scoring Colts.
What was that word?
Defrocked.
Don't think I'm familiar with that one.
Y'all in these words, man.
I'm learning today, too.
You know, in their own building, the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, you know, just in terms of the realistic chance, they could lose their last whatever games. But I don't think they are. And with this defense, you have a championship-caliber defense that I think we can all agree on.
Yeah.
And, realistic chance? This might be the best chance.
And can I bring you back around to the stat that I started with? Pro Football Reference's simple rating system. Not the end-all, be-all by any means. I told you that the teams that you were looking at as the best chances in the history of the Texans to get that done, right? You mentioned 2012, simple rating score of a 3.5. 2018, simple rating score of a 3.8. 2025's team thus far, simple rating score, 8.7.
Holy moly.
Again, not the end-all, be-all. You want to know where a lot of that comes from? The simple rating score for the defense, or the defensive simple rating score?
37.
8.6. 8.6. Yeah. And I give you DVOA. They are topping DVOA as well. Like, I think that's the
So thing. Just illustrate it. Like what a typical Super Bowl team's...
Ooh, I need to go and check this. Yeah. You'll have to give me a second to check this to give you what that is.
Just like an AFC...
Right. What
entry
is
in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Representative.
I'll have to look at that and see.
Because that sounds like that... That's a good chance. That like what we're talking about here, realistic chance, that sounds like it backs it up.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I think gets interesting for me is like that would point to it, but it's all defense. It's so
fine,
you know, lopsided. And the question that I asked, though, is the one that we started the show or early on in the show we had is, do they have too narrow of opportunities or ways to win?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's where then it gets tough, even though you're like, hey, these teams aren't that great. Do you have is the way to win too narrow, even if it's really good with a defense that's clearly of that magnitude? That's what I think I'll be interested in seeing. I don't think that they're going to push themselves that way, but do we see them find a little bit of different ways to win in finding margins for the offense or finding margins in the play calling or the game management? Do those things open stuff up for them? Because we know the defense is capable, and as you've well demonstrated,
8.6.
Yeah. For the,
damn.
And of course, it's a simple ratings score again.
Yeah.
Who knows what that actually means in all reality? But relatively, I think the answer is pretty objectively yes.
Yeah.
To this being probably the best shot that you've had. But you got to go and make the most of it. We've all been in circumstances where like, this is a great opportunity for you to go do something and it doesn't happen.
Womp.
Yeah. Right? Got to go take it. Starts on Sunday, going into Kansas City. GEHA Field, Arrowhead, go get a W. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Wednesday. Every day we turn at 120 to 1 Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so I got a business that been putting on a front all along in the city of Houston.
What?
And you won't believe what they had going on.
Wow.
In Houston? Oh, yeah. I got to find out. Mm-hmm. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes. If network's busy, taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yes, it is the Mixtape and Loop, Sports Radio 610. That's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Have you guys, I'm sure you guys do this, ride around Houston and all that stuff, and you look at a place, you be like, man, is that legit or is it?
It's a front. Yeah,
I do it all the time.
I do that a lot
with tire spots.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be looking like
tires.
I went to a tire
really?
Spot. Yeah, I went to a tire spot
in the city of Houston. Nah, them tire spots,
man. Yeah. I'll take you the one where I'm. You'll be like, oh, this got to be a front. I went in there and tried to get just a used tire, and they were like, cash only.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was cash only. They accept no cars or anything. It was just straight cash. And it's 24 hours. And it just looks
24 hour tire shop.
Ooh, yeah.
It looked super sketchy, man.
Although, I also have questions, because if it's cash only, they might do it for the low.
No, that's the whole idea. Yeah.
That is what I'm saying. So, we will talk after the segment. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. So, so apparently, I guess it's some barbershops out here that was doing the front. I ain't gonna say all barbershops. I don't want to put them all in the same category.
Please don't.
But apparently it was a barbershop on the north side that was all the front. And this is the funniest part about this. Shout out to Lynn Cannon at KHOU.
Mm-hmm.
He posted this on their official social media. I want to say it was their Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he posted about this barbershop being a front.
Hope you survived Thanksgiving weekend. I've been doing news for more than 40 years, and this may be a first. Investigators believe a barber shop in Northwest Harris County was actually a front for a cockfighting ring. You heard me right, a cockfighting ring. Somebody called a tip. They called 911. They said, hey, there's rooster fighting on Little York Road near Aldi and Westfield. When deputies got there, folks started running. They detained four people. Others escaped. Here's what they found. Between 70 and 100 roosters and cockfighting paraphernalia. You know what they didn't find? No barbershop equipment. None. This is foolishness. More later.
Do you want to hear more about this?
I feel like I could enjoy the rooster fights while getting my hair cut. I feel like they really missed a great opportunity here.
Hell, Figgy's training one.
Yeah.
That's true. You do got a rooster in the backyard.
I meant to bring this up yesterday, but outside of all of the wild other dogs and animals that been in my yard, I was watching the game and looked over in my backyard. It was a rooster back there. I have no idea how it got back there. Maybe he was escaping the whole the cop fight that was going on the north side.
Yeah.
Maybe he decided the backyard was safer. But it was a random rooster.
Yeah.
I have no idea how it got back
there. It's gone now?
Yeah, it's gone. I don't even know how it left. Yeah. I didn't even see it leave, but he was back there for about an hour.
Yeah.
I'll post a video on my social media, but yeah.
From the 713 on the text line, that's in my area, exclamation point. Now explain to me, young.
What is the exclamation
point? Yeah, what's the exclamation? Are you excited to go visit it? Is that what
it sounded like
there?
He was mad. Like, dang, man.
They got him.
That was right around the corner from me. I could have.
Yeah. I do want to hear more, but how dumb do you have to be to not even have the barbershop equipment?
To me, that's like putting money or drugs inside of a Bible or a book. Mm-hmm. Like, ain't nobody about to pick up that book, so maybe they thought it was safe.
At least the perception of an actual business, you know?
Yeah.
Like a lot of these restaurants, Probably shouldn't say that.
What are you doing? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. You talking about Los Pollos Locos? Yeah. Is it Los Pollos Hermanos? What is it from?
I'll
put it this way. There are restaurants.
Or some of the Arby's.
That I've felt the same way. I'm like, this is a front.
Here's the official story from KHOU on the fake barbershop.
Breaking news, this time from the north side tonight, where deputies broke up a major bird fighting ring along Little York Road involving dozens of roosters. Let's turn to Matt Doherty now, who is there tonight. What are you seeing, Matt?
Investigators from several agencies are inside the business right now collecting evidence. The sheriff's office tells us an anonymous tipster called 911 shortly after 2 o'clock this afternoon, reporting a rooster fighting operation happening at this location. 2 deputies were sent to check it out. When they got here, we're told the people inside started to run. 4 people were ultimately detained. Also inside, deputies tell us were at least 70 and possibly more than 100 roosters used for fighting. Deputies tell us most of them are alive, but some of them are dead. The sheriff's office says the individuals detained will likely be facing animal cruelty charges and possibly other charges. The sheriff's office says the business is listed as a barber shop. However, there were no hair cutting tools inside when they went in. Back to you.
Lord, you can hear the roosters
going crazy in the background.
And what they saying, like, hey, free my man.
Yeah. Man, you would have thought that was in Louisiana somewhere, man.
Hey, everywhere.
Why?
Man.
Why are you putting Louisiana down like
hey,
that?
Hey, man, you heard the lady talk about she couldn't, had no chickens within the city limit.
Yeah. I do have a question.
He just called back to another mixtape.
I do have a question. Not that it matters, but I feel like my people might have been involved in
all
this.
All right.
You think so?
Yeah. Did you happen to catch any of the suspects?
I don't like where we're going right now.
I
did. I was like, yeah, I would plead the fifth if I were.
Yeah. No, I have no clue. I know it got to be some country-ass people, right?
Yeah, it could be any, to be honest. It's everywhere, but I think it's pretty popular amongst some.
A number of people making the note that once we got to the actual news, as opposed to just putting this on social media, the parlance changed on what this ring actually was. It became a rooster fighting ring, huh?
Yeah. So, I wasn't expecting that. Now I ain't going to look at these barbershops the same. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's just a generic shop that say barbershop and nothing else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That might be a cop fighting ring or something. Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. Have you guys heard or been keeping up with this Brian Walsh trial?
Not really. I've seen it.
It's been a lot of stuff going on. So, little backstory, Massachusetts. Brian Walsh is on trial for allegedly murdering his wife, Anna. And he pleaded not guilty to this. Mm-hmm. And I want to say back in 2023, Anna disappeared and was reported missing by her coworkers and the husband.
Oh, see, I've seen stuff about this. I don't remember his name. I never remember his name. And so once I did the Google, I was like, it all flooded back to me.
Yeah. So he's currently on trial and all that. Here's Massachusetts State Police Trooper on the stand. And he's reading the guy's his search history. Mm-hmm. And remember, he pleaded not guilty. He said he ain't do none of this.
Right.
So here is Massachusetts State Police Trooper reading his whole search history on the stand.
Is it better to throw away crime scene clothes or wash them? Google search. How to clean blood from a wood floor? Google search. Sure. Can I use bleach to clean my wood floors from blood stains? Dash Google search. Fair. What does bleach do to dead bodies? Google search. Mm-hmm. Want to get away with murder? Question mark. Use special detergent / Discover magazine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, how to use hydrogen peroxide on blood stains? Google search. Mm-hmm. How to clean blood stains with hydrogen peroxide? Dash YouTube. Should I use hydrogen peroxide 8 on bloodstains in concrete? Google search. Can the FBI tell when you accessed your phone? Google search. Does the dishwasher clean blood? Google search. Is it possible that a knife which had blood on it remains contaminated with HIV after it has been washed with hot water in dishwasher soap? Dash Quora. How long do stores keep security footage? Dash Google search. Mm-hmm. How to saw a body? Google search.
How to
dismember a body? Google search. Hacksaw, the best tool for dismembering a body. Google search. Can you be charged with murder without a body? Google search. Murder conviction without a body, dash Wikipedia. No corpse, question mark, no problem. Notable murder convictions without a body, dash A&E true crime. Can you identify a body with broken teeth? Google search. Disposing of a body in the trash. Google search. Can I mix white vinegar to stop smells? Google search. Can baking soda make a dead body smell good? Dash Google search. Cleaning up blood without leaving a trace. Dash 5 tips, aftermath services. Are footprints easy to wash away? Google search. How long for a dismembered body to decompose? Can a body decompose in a plastic bag? Can police get your search history without your computer?
There you
Google
go.
Search. Does a cell phone track your historical location? Yahoo search results.
I feel like you should have started with the last two.
He was going wow in that search history.
You got to give him credit for being detailed.
And well, no, you don't, because who? 713-572-4610. Who are these people that search really specific long searches?
Yeah.
I don't understand y'all. Like, why are you typing this in like you're talking to someone?
No, but what I'm saying is he went like point by point from teeth to you know, plastic bags.
He covered all areas.
Like, he was trying to make sure he had everything taken care of except, you know, his laptop.
I do love, though, because I'm sure, I imagine that that cop got on the stand, did that reading. They were like, all right, so we're done here, right? Like, the police had to have seen this and be like, all right, let's go to lunch. We're done here.
Yeah, no, if I was the defense attorney, I wouldn't like, my brother, you want to change this plea? I mean, you searching
what you mean,
all
my
this?
Brother, you need to, I'm like, hey, man, I am done working
here. Yeah, at that point, I'm like, hey, I'm working, I'm getting paid regardless, but you sure you want to roll with this not guilty plea?
Let's just plead guilty and be done
with
it.
Yeah, my brother.
That is wild. Yeah. That is insane.
Yeah.
And also, 281, lesson of the day, clear your Google search. That is not what happened.
Hey, Mm-hmm. It is not that easy, man.
It is not that you just hit the clear search button and then that's, no. Don't be out here searching craziness.
Well,
first and foremost, don't kill people. I would like to start there.
Let's start there.
Yeah. I feel like I should make that. That's a public service announcement from your friends at Sports Radio 610 and particularly In the Loop. Do not kill people. However, if you choose to. I'm not making, look, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Do not have your every single thought on the internet because they got all this. Like, even if you think that you deleted it, even if you think you're in the incognito window, it's logged. It's
yeah,
on the internet.
Yeah, they'll find out regardless. Whatever you search in, they will find out.
Yes, they will.
It's the Mixtape and the Loot, Sports Radio 610. I wonder if these two kind of wanted to kill each other. Max Kellerman, Stephen A. Smith. That's a beef I kind of wanted. Like, I want to know more about. And Max Kellerman, he actually hopped on with Bill Simmons. He was on the Bill Simmons podcast. And they were talking, obviously, Bill Simmons going to ask him about Stephen A. Smith and what happened and all that stuff. Here's Max Kellerman and what he had to say from his viewpoint on why Stephen A. Smith didn't want to work with him anymore.
If you're doing a debate show and you're a competitive person, why would you want me as a partner? That's bad. You want to go 15 rounds every day with Muhammad Kellerman? That's just bad. You know, it's embarrassing, you know?
So you think that was part of it? He didn't want to put the time in? Or, like, just wanted a different type of show? What's your take looking back 2 years later?
I don't think it has to do with put the time in. It's, you know, it's a debate show. I have an idea. This is what I want to put on TV. I want to spar Bud Crawford every day for 15 rounds, and I want everyone to see it. Eventually, you're going to say, I don't want to do that anymore. That's one aspect of it. There are others. In other words, that's what I could tell you from my point of view.
Yeah.
And I also think that if you make a calculation that if you can be perceived as a solo act, really, that you can get paid at a certain level that you can't if you're not a solo act, then you'd like to be a solo act, or at least perceived that way.
There's a lot to that.
Yeah, I think he got a really good point, man. Yeah.
I feel like we should start with Max Kellerman does not struggle with poor identity, right? Like he feels himself.
He's self-confident. Yeah.
Muhammad Kellerman, brother. All right. He was making that up.
I think it's some truth to that, man, because it was a few times. It wasn't just one time where Max Kellerman got over on Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah.
It was a couple times where he kind of made Stephen A. look a little silly.
Yeah.
And it went viral and all that stuff to the point T.O. even said, Max Kellerman is blacker than you.
Yeah.
I think he said something like that where I felt like it would be better for Stephen A. to be that solo act and kind of be more Stephen A. and friends type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I think that last part of him getting more money, I don't know if Stephen A. would have got paid as much as he is now if he was just doing a show with him and somebody else.
That's probably true. But what I was talking about, there is a lot at the highest levels. There is a lot of, can I consistently beat this guy in a debate? Skip Bayless notoriously.
Yeah.
And I don't have any particular examples other than I've heard that he has vetted the potential, you know, partners, you know, that he's had over the years consistently to make sure, I can beat this guy consistently. I don't know about this guy, so I don't want him. You know, same thing with Stephen A. I can beat this guy consistently. I don't know about this guy, so I don't want him. It happens a lot.
Yeah, no, I feel like, and now to be fair, Max Kellerman is feeling himself a lot.
Well, sure.
But I do feel like, I do feel like it's a tough day, you know, going against somebody like a Max Kellerman every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen A., who is out here doing everything, and now I got to wake up in the morning and bring my A game to this guy, knowing I got to do NBA Countdown later on, I got to do SportsCenter this day.
Yeah.
And you ain't going to get the best Stephen A.
Mm-hmm.
Going against somebody like a Max Kellerman every single day.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I do believe. And Kellerman did have his number occasionally.
It was a few times.
Yeah.
I just love that he was like, why did he get me out of here? Because I was whooping his ass up and down the field. What you mean?
You want to go 15 rounds with Bud Crawford?
Muhammad Kellerman, which is a weird combination. Muhammad Kellerman.
Yeah.
Well, he could change his name if he wants to be called Muhammad Kellerman. And damn it, he's going to be called Muhammad Kellerman.
Yes.
Yeah. And also real quick, rest in peace to Eldon Campbell.
Yeah, man.
I know him as a Laker and played for, was it Clemson? He came out of Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away at the age of 57. Don't know what the cause of death is, but that's just like a random player I always think about, like, oh, remember Eldon Campbell? And just you know, during that time of era of basketball. So yeah. Rest in peace to him.
Yeah.
There you go. Another fantastic edition of Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see anything mixtape worthy that you want to send to the man. All right, it's been a fun one to this point. We get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before we get there, I want to talk a little bit more about this Josh Simmons news. How does this hit you, and what do you expect to see? Plus, I have this little thought. There's a couple of goats in sports that are trying to make comebacks. Which one feels more realistic? We'll do that next. Been a fun one today in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive here in a moment, see what they got going and get them going on a Wednesday. But we got news today that it's big news, but we haven't like really dug into it too deep. It's just kind of like a mention.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Simmons, rookie tackle for the Chiefs, drafted near the end of the first round. In that time period where we were freaking out about the Texans not having gotten a tackle for themselves. Well, he is having surgery on his wrist. He's going on the injury reserve. I think he's done for the year, actually, which that's neither here nor there what the remainder of the year looks like for him. But for the Kansas City Chiefs, this game is vital. And now losing one of their tackles, their starting left tackle at that, right? You talk about the blind side for the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He also joins Trey Smith, Juwan Taylor, who are also dealing with injury. Like, they are probably missing 3 out of their 5 starters in this upcoming week.
As of now, and that includes left tackle and right tackle.
Correct. And then right guard is Trey Smith.
And I think we all understand who is going to be going against the left tackle and the right tackle.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That is going to be – I mean, you got to be terrified right now if you're a Chiefs fan of what Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson can do to those guys.
I mean, you're terrified if you have your starters in there.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, the thing that I'm trying to do, because it feels like this team has gotten a lot of pressure just inherently. Obviously, the sack numbers haven't been crazy. Mm-hmm. They've been pretty good, but they haven't been crazy.
Yeah.
The question I ask is, that dude over there is particularly adept at being slippery and being tough to bring down and making a little something happen in those circumstances. Does this feel like, though, that this is beyond the pale? Like, this might be a bridge too far for him with the defense and the way that it's been playing and with the fact that he just does not have – he's not going to have very much in front of him.
No, it truly does. You're right, though. You know, Patrick Mahomes is the fastest slow guy I've ever seen. like he just looks like he doesn't run that fast, and then he's gone, you know, or he evades you. Or something. So there's something to just Patrick Mahomes being a really fast, slow guy and being able to escape pressure. But there's a point, you know, for everything. And if you've got both those guys coming, backups trying to block them, and then all the other things that the Texans can do defensively to make, you know, life difficult on Patrick, they got to be, like I said, terrified of this.
Yeah, and I mean, like, his time to throw is 10th highest in the league, I think. That's you got to imagine that they're going to need to push that up with what he's dealing with, but feels like that's gonna be real tough for them. And him under pressure has not actually been all that good this year.
He's had a better year than people have been crediting him for
overall,
but he has been, yes,
under pressure. His passer rating under pressure this year, 17th. It's a 71.7, which is just a little bit worse than one Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that is going to be real tough for them. Mm-hmm. And I think that bodes well for the Texans, obviously, as you know that I see you on the text line, right? Somebody's like, it won't matter because the refs will let their offensive linemen move early every time. Okay, if we feel like that is an advantage that they have, we can acknowledge that. I think that even with this, you're starting to see those advantages really slip for the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. It feels like this team can do it this year, man.
It really does. And it'll just be... I was going to say monumental, but it'll be a significant moment just to finally get through them there in that building and doing it in a primetime game and all that. It'll just be something that I think would mean a lot more than it should, you know, facing a 6-6 team and beating them on the road. I think it'd mean a lot more, and it got a lot tougher for Patrick Mahomes.
I'm super excited to dive into this game in even more depth, especially starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to Nick Wright at 12 and get his thoughts on this news and others, and how he feels about like the lack of luck that they've had, because I think that he would acknowledge that they've been pretty fortunate in years prior, how that change has happened. We'll talk to him about that. I'm interested to hear, before we welcome in the fellas, what you think about this. I was, you know, scrolling, just reading random news. And interestingly, there are two, I think a lot of people would consider greatest of all times in their sport that are both, oddly enough, attempting to make versions of returns at this time. And those two GOATs are Tiger Woods, obviously in golf, and Serena Williams. As Tiger Woods, he's been trying to return to golf. He's having a, you know, his recovery from back surgery or with his back is looking unclear, and he's had that, right? He's been trying to return like 6 weeks, right?
I think he's been cleared to chip and putt at this point. That's about it.
But he's still fighting. He wants to do this so badly. So you have that with all the things that we know with Tiger Woods. And on the other side, this one really caught my attention because Serena Williams, she will deny that she's trying to make a return, but she re-entered the anti-doping pool that governs international tennis.
Yeah.
And there really isn't a reason for her to do that.
Unless you're going
to
play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, she has not been playing for a couple of years. I think the last competitive match was 2022 U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
And the question I have, not to get too deep into it, though, is which of these returns do you think is more plausible?
Plausible to what degree? Winning a tournament or winning a major-type tournament?
I mean, go ahead.
I think my answer might be the same on both, to be honest. The answer should be Tiger Woods. It should be Tiger Woods. I don't think that's the answer, though. Because in golf, you tend to get guys in their early 50s. I think Tiger just turned 50. You tend to get guys in their early 50s that can maybe pull one out of their backside to win a tournament. Hell, maybe even a major. But I think he's just too beat up. He's got multiple back surgeries. He's had an Achilles. He's just not the same player. Golf is one that lends itself to your early 50s. Beyond that, it's a fall off the cliff.
It's not over.
You don't think it's over?
Not over.
He's done.
Nope.
He will turn 50 at the end of the year. Years,
but it is not over. Quit giving up.
I'm not giving
still
up.
Still got Jack.
So would you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.